Pretty cool. After the closing jingle, we have a nice little hang with Brothers Osborne that you'll be able to check out. Again, after the closing jingle, don't turn the podcast off. There's more.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast.
The podcast.
Big D and Bubba podcast. Big D and Bubba
podcast.
Good hello. Hi. I almost said good morning, but
that's it. Jerkwad.
Yeah, boy, heard that before.
Yeah, it happens.
Do you think there's a CODPAST? I don't think there is.
Oh, a CODPAST?
Yeah, like a podcast.
I love your CODPAST.
I like that.
It's not bad.
That's that thing that happened right after that that COD came through.
Yeah, the CODPAST.
The CODPAST.
Yeah, CODPAST.
Yes.
You guys think of COD, do you think of a fish, or do you think of the thing that guys wear?
Fish.
Like a COD piece?
No,
yeah.
Fish.
I think of like a Wendy's fish sandwich.
Oh, I think of the COD piece. I don't know what they call that in like medieval times. You ever guys ever go to like a Renaissance fair?
Yeah.
You see the guys that have like
I've been to in medieval times.
And they have like this that metal piece that goes over their junk or whatever.
Yeah, their cup.
Yeah, it's like a metal cup.
Yeah.
It's a cod piece.
I'm looking to
but
see
I've never heard someone call it a cod.
Yeah, wow.
No,
this is
only ever heard it as cod piece. Yeah. I don't want to see Bubba's browser history right now.
Bubba's over there. Did you know?
A cod piece.
Did you know?
A cod piece is a triangular piece that is attached to the front of men's hose.
Got a girl on the floor.
Covering the fly. It may be held in place by ties or buttons. It was an important fashion item of European clothing during the 15th and 16th centuries. In the 16th century, it became a firm upwards pointing projection based on a stiff material as boiled leather, steel, or plate armor. So they would actually have the cod piece would be a projection. Wow.
Okay. That's a lot.
You know, that's a lot to take in today.
Sure was. Sure was. Okay. Anyone got any big plans for the weekend besides watching Tiger Woods win this whole thing?
Oh, you're still in on Tiger's going to win the Masters?
I put some money on.
If he wins, what happens?
Tiger's not. Tiger's not winning.
If he did, though, he would tie Jack Nicklaus for 6 wins.
Oh, they're just showing Ryan Fitzpatrick, you know, Fitzmagic. On one of the Masters things, and I swore that it was Zach Brown for a second there because he had the Zach Brown hat on and everything. Hey,
great beard.
Does Zach Brown have a brother that's in the band? He kind of looks like him in what's a song he does? Into the Mystic. He does this mash like a mashup version of it, and his brothers or somebody's in there. Playing guitar, I believe.
So I'm looking at Zach Brown, Coy Bowles, Clay Cook, Daniel De Los Reyes, Matt Gana, Fryer, Hopkins, Jones,
yeah.
Usery, Lawson, Petruska, and Williams. There's no other Brown.
That's
in
how many
there.
People are in the band?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's massive.
Wow.
Which is why they're awesome on stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot of people to pay, though.
Yeah.
All these groups, man.
Yeah, that's the bad thing. Like, you know, you see, like, everybody talks about Darius Rucker, how it's so great he's taking Hootie back out on the road again. Matter of fact, he'll be on the show with us very soon. But, yeah, Darius loses money on those tours. Like, personally, he makes less money than he would if he stayed just going out as Darius Rucker.
Yep.
Wouldn't it be cool
he had to have that.
Yeah. I mean, they are.
There would be
Hootie
no,
and the Blowfish.
Yeah.
That was before.
There would be no Darius if there wasn't a Hootie.
So.
No. So he doesn't mind. He's just saying.
Yeah.
They make more money.
Yeah.
I'll make up for it in book sales.
Oh, that's true. He's got a book.
Yeah, I got a new book out.
He's got a book. Coming out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not a huge. What's the last book you guys read?
I read the one of the guy that was just on the show recently.
The military guy?
Yeah, the unit.
The unit.
I read The Unit was just the last one I read. That was actually a really interesting book, and it kind of made me see things from a different perspective. I was very, very glad that I finished the book. I'm like, That's interesting.
Yeah.
If you listen to a book, does it count the same as if you were to actually read it?
100%.
Oh,
boy. 100%. Definitely counts. Garrett, you opened up something just now that is something so near and dear to my heart because you're still ingesting the material.
You know, though, I'm going to tell you, as somebody who has now voiced audiobooks, I didn't read them. I didn't. I just talked to them. You I have no idea.
You were working. No, that's why.
Point is,
you weren't.
I spoke them. I didn't read them.
You weren't invested in the book as though somebody who was reading it with their ears. Look, it's the same argument for Braille. Is somebody, if they're reading it with their fingers, are they still reading the book? The answer is yes. So if whatever appendage you're reading with, if you're reading with your toes, it's still
hey,
reading.
Hey, hey, hey.
You're reading with your cod piece? Who knows? I mean,
boy.
I'm blind and have no hands.
That's how I went blind.
I feel like, though, if you're blind, you still have to be literate. Because you would be putting together those letters by your fingers. You are not doing that with your ears.
Maybe more literate.
You're actually assembling all that with your ears, and you're allowing yourself to become
engrossed. No, you're not assembling letters.
But you are assembling words.
No, you're just ingesting. No, you're ingesting words. Fight. You're not assembling them.
Fight.
Who was it? John Round Grisham? Three. John Grisham told me it's absolutely still reading. Brad Thor told me it was reading.
Yeah, because they all make money.
Cool. I had a homeless guy tell me he was Jesus. So,
if you read lyrics to a
Burger
song,
King too? Uh-huh.
If you read lyrics to a song, did you listen to the song?
No.
Uh-uh. Well.
That's different.
How?
That is false equivalency.
False flag.
Oh man. That
then
one got
here
me.
Comes in Young Gun.
I know.
Just
man.
Open the
Garrett.
Door, swinging in. Shoot.
Garrett, that was very uncool. I thought you were kind of on my side in the beginning.
Oh, you broke bro code.
I'm just anti-reading.
What's the last book you read?
Oh, it's been fifth grade, probably. Okay. Magic Treehouse.
Where the wild things are.
James and the Giant Peach.
Magic Jerk Lodge.
I would think that Schaefer is a bigger reader.
No, I don't. I don't read books very often.
Really,
in terms of cover to cover. No,
with your eyes, ears, hands, feet. Nothing?
More of an audiobook guy than I am sitting down reading a book.
And do you count that as reading the book, or do you say I listened to it?
Depends upon the conversation if I want to have that argument or not.
Yeah, it's usually not.
Sounds to me.
The answer is no.
Sounds to me like you're saying they're different things.
No, I'm not. I'm not. What I'm saying is,
no,
I asked because
no, I don't call it reading a book if I listen to an audiobook. I just don't. To me, it's just different.
It is. And you just, why how hard is it just go, listen? Yeah. Instead of read, listen.
Yeah, I listen.
Just say it. It's a weird hill to plant your flag on.
Yeah, it's...
It's the same.
I go back to the
Braille argument.
Especially if I'm driving, you know, going on long trips or anything, podcasts kind of replace books for me. Just because that period of time where you would have read a book previously in your life, just... podcast with being like an hour and a half long or two hours or the audiobooks, that's replaced where actually reading a book that part of time is.
And see, that's the interesting thing too, is like when I had a longer commute, I would read more books. Like I would go through it, but I don't even touch it now. I have a 10-minute commute. I just leave the radio on and I'm good.
No, like I used to read books on a commute because I was on a train. You listen to books on a commute.
No, it's still the same. I will go back to it again, and
no,
I will
you are
plant
wrong
my
about
flag.
The Braille argument.
I hope you're not
Braille
reading
is
books
letters.
While you're driving.
It doesn't matter.
Yes,
if
it does.
Yes, it no.
They
way
are, you have to be able to read Braille. You do not have to be able to read to listen to an audiobook.
I think we're good here.
I don't even want to argue this with you.
No, because you can't.
No, I can. I totally can. When authors, the people who wrote the words, who put the letters together so that my ears could hear them, those authors all say that it's still reading and it still counts.
Mm-hmm. That's their opinion.
But then we're quibbling about the definition of what reading is.
Mm-hmm.
It's still comprehension.
Okay.
Can we all disagree that our taxes are just too high?
Dude.
Throw that tea in the harbor.
Garrett, do you know what that means?
Throwing tea in a harbor?
Yeah, do you know what that references?
Like the Boston Tea Party?
Yeah, you got it.
Which is why
that was like unit two in
That was the last book he read.
You know, that's why we actually drink coffee here in America, because coffee was the replacement for tea, and it was our little rebellious spirit here in America that said, "We're not drinking your tea anymore.
And you know what else?
We're drinking coffee.
It's better than tea."
And it is better than tea.
It's also kind of a...
I don't know. I like a good British breakfast tea. Like, an English breakfast tea is really, really good.
But then the sweet tea became such an American thing.
Yes, yeah. That's the thing.
Yeah. Well, that...
We made
again,
it better.
Yeah, we took their tea and made it better.
Made it better, but it also made us fatter.
Kind of lame. Like, the whole Boston Tea Party, like, we're throw your tea over.
Ha,
like,
now your tea's wet.
It's like, it's just kind of, it's not that strong.
Yeah, but it was, is it? I mean, that was the interruption.
But it was also in the 1700s, yeah, so it was a long time ago.
That was also tea they couldn't sell and get, like, that was a straight interruption in the supply chain.
Yeah.
So that's actually a huge thing.
We always get in trouble when we talk history on this show, because that's when people start commenting and calling us.
I would say my understanding of the Boston Tea Party is that people were in Boston and there's some tea in boxes on a ship, and they were like, "We don't like the British rule. Look at that tea. Let's throw it over and ruin it." And they did. And then they went, "Ha ha!
They can't tax us if they can't sell it."
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't get that far. I just thought they were being ornery.
No, they were like, they can't tax us without without something to tax us for. So they got rid of the product.
Oh. Okay.
They were standing in the way of consumerism. It's kind of like the person who sits up in a tree, so you can't bulldoze it, so you can't put up a new office building on that land.
The biggest phrase to come out of it was no taxation without representation. That was really the biggest thing to come out of the Boston Tea Party.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. I learned a lot.
All right.
I didn't have a super great
It's the same
schooling.
Way. Like, you know, you guys don't like it when I drink coffee with chicory in it, but that was another response to...
Who says they don't like that?
I don't even know what chicory is.
What?
Well, I've...
You
I've
guys don't
to,
like it when I... We
no,
don't,
I've...
No
I
one cares.
What you're talking about.
I have ordered it, and people complained. Maybe it was him on the other side. I forgot who it was, so I quit ordering coffee
with
chicory.
Is that what you ordered yesterday?
No.
Okay.
No, I got some weird variety pack of wonky coffee. Who knows what's about to come.
Like different, like weird flavors?
I don't know what I ordered.
What makes you think they're wonky?
You know, because it looks like the stuff Evan brings. It's that same brand, Infusio or whatever. It sounds like a Harry Potter spell. Infusio!
Okay, I'm on Southern Living right now. What is chicory coffee and why is it so popular in New Orleans?
Right.
Basically, what's a root?
Yeah.
And they use it to fill... Go ahead.
I didn't even know what that was.
So during the Civil War, they had to ration coffee. And so what they did is they cut it with the root to give it, some flavor instead of it just being like thinner coffee, like less coffee-ish coffee.
Count your mom put oatmeal in the meatloaf.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
go,
a filler.
Or ground beef. It makes it go further.
Like the breadcrumbs, yeah.
Or yeah. I would go to guys' houses, and their mom would make hamburgers, and it didn't have any oatmeal in it. And I was like, what?
I don't know why they call this stuff Hamburger Helper. That's just fine by itself.
Pretty good.
But anyway, like so it was one of those things that people got used to it during the Civil War. They drank their coffee with chicory, and they got used to that flavor. And then when they gave them real coffee back, they went,
I just literally never heard of it until right now.
It's really good. Mm-hmm. I hadn't never had it until I moved to Baton Rouge. Yeah. And it's really good. Really good. I enjoyed it.
It's so nice to have whenever you haven't had it in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see what I got. I got some Viennese roast, French roast. I didn't know there was a Viennese roast.
No, we already had some French roast, so that's okay.
Kenya Alcohol Anonymous, AA. What is that on coffee?
Wait, why?
Ethiopian Vergashefe, Costa Rican Terrazu.
Are you talking English anymore?
These are the flavors I got. Colombian Supremo. Breakfast roast, hazelnut.
Did you order illicit drugs?
No, I don't know what I ordered. Butter pecan, and yes, it is pecan, not pecan.
Ayahuasca.
Where's Aaron Rodgers when you need him?
I would do the ayahuasca thing. I heard you end up puking and pooping and doing all the stuff.
Oh.
But people, like, there's a guy, I watched this thing on YouTube. He lived an entire life on his spirit journey, and had an entire, he went, he remembers his childhood, his family, his children, his whole entire, he had jobs, he had a whole different life. And then like he woke up from his ayahuasca thing and he was like, I've lived an entire extra life.
I mean, I've had those experiences if I had too much whiskey.
It's pretty wild stuff though, man.
And they say it changes your entire perspective, whatever your little universe. Spirit journey is and whatever.
Nah, man, I'm good.
What's his face? Comedian was, he did it.
Rogan did it. I know that. I know
Aaron Rodgers did it because that was part of the whole
thing. They call me Tater Salad. What's his name?
Ron White.
Ron White. He did it.
There's a lot of people that do it. They'll go on the ayahuasca quest things and they'll go, I know somebody, there was somebody on one of the dating apps about a year ago, they were like, she was telling me that she went to Mexico and had an ayahuasca thing and like came back and completely quit her job and was starting a whole new career.
I'm way too control freaky for that.
Yeah.
No, I'm
also
good.
When you're talking, like you're making yourself sick. Ugh. Gross.
Could you do the dark room thing that Aaron Rodgers did before he chose the Jets, where he locked himself in a room for like 8 days?
Wait, he did what?
He locked himself in a dark room. I don't know how many days it was. It was a couple days, but
like solitary confinement.
Yeah, it helped him internalize his decision making when it came to who he was going to play for next.
God, he's got way too much money.
Yeah, dude.
Like,
who's paying you more? Go there.
Yeah, whoever your agent told you to go with. Like, I feel like they know more than you. Go ahead.
He went on a darkness retreat.
I did the floating tank.
I want to do that.
That's
so
pretty
bad.
Cool. There's a bunch of them around town. There's like, you ever done the cryo freeze thing?
No, I know people that have. I've never done
that. Wait, what is that?
It's for like athletes who do like recovery.
Yeah.
And it's liquid nitrogen and it comes out in this capsule that you're standing in your boxers or whatever.
And it's like super cold.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I couldn't do that then.
No, you couldn't.
Yeah,
it would kill you. It would kill. Bubba's allergic to cold. Not even joking.
Medically diagnosed.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this. I used to goof on him about that. And then when I saw him this winter and would see when he would get cold and see like hives.
I was holding a beer.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Yeah, I was holding a beer like this. Or no, it was a water. Or something. What was it?
Well, let me tell the story. I started to, and then he jumps in and then doesn't even have his own story right. You were drinking a thing from CeCe's, a mocha sippy. And he was holding it in the car because he bought two.
Meanwhile, Carson couldn't get a Diet Coke. Fine.
Anyway, his hands, like, he goes, I go, dude, put it here. Because his hand, like where he's holding it, was starting to get.
It was swelling up.
I've seen him do that.
It's really dumb. It's the dumbest thing ever.
So can you go into like, when you're at the grocery store, can you reach your hand into like a cooler to grab?
Yeah, I'm fine with all that. Okay. It's prolonged.
It's long-term exposure.
Yeah. So in other words, if I'm holding a beer, a can of beer or whatever, you know, I hold it with these three fingers, like these two fingers, index finger, that middle finger, and my thumb. That's where I basically hold my beer with. And they will get completely red and swollen and just terrible. Like,
man, you should start wearing gloves.
Here's a good example. The cold water when he was cleaning himself after getting egged.
Oh, yeah.
He was starting.
Yeah, I was starting to have a reaction.
Oh,
then.
You did? Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wet and cold is way worse than dry cold.
So what about like getting into like a lake or that water? You probably...
In the summer, I'm okay. In the summer, I'm fine. And
otherwise,
again,
you wouldn't get in there anyway.
Yeah. And also, I mean, I need to keep an EpiPen now, which is the weirdest thing ever. You know, I used to love, and you know this, I used to do this for years, way before people did it because it was cool. I would take a shower, and then the last 30 seconds or so, I would just turn all the hot off and just freeze myself because it was a great way to wake up. I always felt like I was alive and whatever. And now people do it because it's trendy and it's supposed to be good for you. However, now I can't do that ever since the tick bite gave me this cold urticaria.
Yeah.
That I can't do it, and I can't enjoy that little moment of, you know, freak out.
Do they say how long it's going to – do they think it'll last?
It was supposed – okay, so everything that I've read says it's anywhere from 2 to 3 years is how long you have it and you're dealing with it. It's not getting any better. and it's been almost 4 years now.
Mm. Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean,
is there like a Facebook group for cold Utica people?
No, no, not that I know of.
Well, Kelly can't have a mammal. It can't eat any mammals because of the tick bite. She has a alpha gal, so can't do beef. She can only chicken and fish. She can't have any mammals. She can't do milk, cheese, butter, beef, pork, all that.
That see, and I always think about that as first of all, yes, there are cold urticaria groups. But what I was going to say is, man, if this is the worst, if I get bit by a tick and I don't get Lyme disease and I don't get alpha gal, because you know I love eating meat and having milk and cheese.
Can you have poultry? Can she have poultry?
Yeah.
Okay.
Poultry isn't like red meat, though.
But that's what I was asking.
Because
I was like, this is a stupid question, but I'm like, but wait, birds lay eggs.
You know,
are they mammals? Are they, like, I really am having
You know
that.
What's funny is a lot of people be like, they'll say, I can't have beef or dairy, and they'll go, can you have eggs? She's like, yeah, I can have eggs, but because they keep dairy and eggs in the same place in the grocery store. So people kind of like, at first I was kind of like, you're stupid, but I'm like, well, you know, I get it.
It's in the dairy section.
She can have eggs.
She could have alligator.
Yeah, well, she eats a lot of the weird stuff.
Yeah, alligator is a good non-red meat. Could she have, because this will be an, I was going to say, could ostrich. She have emu? Because emu is a red meat, but it's also.
Yeah, it's rare. That's a good one. Yep, she has it.
So she can eat that?
Yep.
So, that's good.
Yeah, so we have frozen emu, ostrich.
I love emu.
We have duck bacon. She can have duck bacon.
Wow. They make that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a whole. Business of people who supply food for people who have like really weird dietary issues like that. And the alpha gal is growing, especially in the Southeast, because it's such a, ticks are more of a problem. It has exploded. It used to be like no one even knew what you're talking about. You go to a restaurant and be like, hey, sugar, I've got alpha gal. And they're like, I'm sorry. Now they're like, oh, yeah. Because you're starting to see a lot more of it.
Hmm. Should I be worried about the ticks here?
Yeah, you should. Yeah. I have a flea and tick spray service. They come out, I don't know, every 2 weeks or so maybe, and they spray the entire property.
And see, when I got bit and was affected, it was during the lockdowns, and I was in the woods every day, and I would pull two or three, maybe four ticks off of me each week.
Yeah.
During all that time, I was doing a lot of the.
I'm surprised you didn't get it.
Social fish distancing.
Fished.
That's great. I was out there doing that. Man.
Was that a thing? Was it called? Did we call
no,
it?
No, that's
then?
What I called it. Was that's social fish distancing. Because so I would do the little thing on Instagram because they had the little, you know, little stickers that you could put on your Instagram posts for whatever it is. Like you're talking football or whatever, you can put your team on.
Uh-huh.
And I would do social distancing and then I'd write the word fish over the top.
Yeah. But that was a fun time, wasn't it? God. 2 weeks. Just need 2 weeks. Just, stop to
flatten the curve.
Flatten the curve. Gonna give some help to the hospitals and stuff. So just 2 weeks. Okay, cool. We can do 2 weeks. Yeah, we're not. I remember someone going, wait, they're canceling the entire NBA season? Yep. They canceled everything.
That was crazy.
They
times.
Ended up bubbling it. Yeah.
The bubble was a great idea.
The bubble?
The bubble was, you know, at least they were allowing them to keep playing. Do you remember that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because NBA's play.
Oh,
they just,
right.
Yeah.
But then, that was all in Disney, right?
Yeah, and then weren't people, like, violating the bubble?
Of course they were.
Oh, yeah.
You kidding me?
I have a T-shirt from WrestleMania that year that says I wasn't there. Because you couldn't go. So I was like.
Didn't they do wrestling, though? No, there's nobody in the audience?
They
that
did.
Was the Thunderdome.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, so. That's funny.
Oh, I hated the whatchamacallit? The little TVs.
It was weird.
The little TVs. Instead of having fans, they would have the TVs in the little spots.
Yes.
But it seems like it would be a great idea. But the problem was they weren't actual live reactions of things. It was just loops of people cheering.
Yeah, it was just super creepy.
Oh, it was so wonky.
Yeah,
just
wonky. The, they're like, yeah.
What was equally as weird as the cardboard cutouts that were in
the
stands.
Yeah, I thought the Opry did a really good job of theirs with the lights. I thought they did a really it looked good. They made it good. Like...
much less creepy than doing...
It was, more artsy, and it was kind of like, hey, this is, like, they should do that occasionally.
More intimate and distinctive.
Yeah, Jason Kelsey has talked about how, like, it screwed up their game in football because it was quiet. So he's like, oh, did something go wrong? And it's just like, oh, we're so used to the fans and having, like, even the refs yelling over it that it was, they just, it screwed up their whole mindset.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing high school basketball when they, so it would be spring of 2021 when, you know, you would have limited capacity and things like that. It was the weirdest thing to be calling a game and then like somebody would be at the free throw line and the gym was completely silent and I'm the only one talking and I just hear myself. It was so bizarre.
That is weird.
So weird.
Yeah.
Because your natural instinct in that moment is to get quiet.
Still seeing the walk this way down the aisles.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. I remember some lady one time I was at the grocery store, and she goes, you're going the wrong way. And
How do they know where I'm going?
I'm like, no, it doesn't matter. I did something like that, and I just kept walking.
Yeah, at that point, you're kind of like, I'm going to just let her rip.
You're going the wrong way.
Like,
look at the arrows.
I'm getting my Cheerios. You're just going to have to deal with it.
I bet you live.
Oh.
You don't have to worry about COVID killing you. Worry about me killing you. Hey,
like they really did push people to the limits. And I often wonder how much of that was, you know, to see what our limits were.
I'll still see some of the little dots that they put on the floor, like stand here.
Line,
and I'm like, it's like seeing a cave painting.
See, I didn't have any problem social distancing because I didn't want to be around people anyway.
No, I wish they would keep up that line etiquette because when I'm in the grocery store and I step like one little scooch forward, get off my neck. Step back, sir. Get out of here. You're not trying to read the cover of people that intently.
But that's the thing.
Jerkwad.
Because even now, I'm not actively observing the 6-foot rule, but it's just like if I can stay away from people and I mean, because I was less sick during that period of time.
Yeah.
You know, so I didn't get COVID until like 2 years later. So
I still think Bubba's the, what do you call it?
Patient zero.
Patient zero. Mm-hmm. He had it early.
I was way early. And remember, like, I swore.
You gave it to all of us 2 years later.
I was like, I had it. And then finally, I was able to go and get the antibodies test. And I was so happy to see that I actually had it when I thought I had it.
Yeah.
Because, man,
felt bad.
I didn't feel great for about a month. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there was nothing you could do about it. I would walk up the stairs, and I was so short of breath that, you know, I would sit down.
Mm.
And I'm like, man, I got to take a little thing. And, you know, I wouldn't do it every single time, but often I would just get winded from doing the stairs.
Sounds like I got COVID.
Right now.
Well, how was, by the way, since Garrett and I were not there, how was Baton Rouge last weekend?
It was good, man. It was really
other than Carson having to be in a death tube.
Carson does not like airplanes.
She did great though, man.
D talked me through it, bless him.
She did really good. So. No, we had a great time. It was it was wild.
Warm.
It got hot.
That first day was hot.
I loved it.
But
I did too. I liked feeling the heat, but yeah, it was. I could understand why people were dropping.
Bubba, you were also amongst your people.
I was. But you know what? It was very mild. It wasn't very humid. I kept saying this feels like Palmdale in October for the air show in LA County.
Yeah.
I'm like, this just feels so good out here.
Yeah, very arid. Yeah. It was very unusual, but
it was nice.
I felt kind of that first day. I was like, we went out there and you know shook babies and hands and stuff.
Yeah. How much actual music did you listen to, or how many acts
all of
did
it?
You
all of it.
I mean, okay. Because I didn't know how much you know running around you guys were having to do.
Yeah, well,
by default, you're listening to everything.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah,
it was good. It was a great lineup. I hope they keep doing that every year.
Yeah,
it was a lot big. Like it's a big show.
Hey, did you get the escort with John Rich back?
Oh yeah. Carson loved having the police escort.
That was dope. That was so cool. I was like, I mean, this is Like, there's people with money, and then there's, like, wealth, and that's what I imagine the difference is that, like, streets stop for you.
So for the audience, had to get the guys from a broadcast that they were at away from the venue and then get them to the venue, but they knew the traffic was going to be tough. So the solution was John Rich was going to be at the event and have to go to the venue so the guys could go with him with a police escort to the venue.
Yeah, and the governor's police. It was the governor's security guys.
Oh,
too.
I didn't.
Yeah, it's like three or four different agencies.
Top level, 10 out of 10 would recommend.
Yeah. It was super cool.
And, you know, they're all just as redneck and awesome as you would hope they would be.
Oh, yeah.
They're just good guys.
All right. How many you have behind you? How many are coming through? Is it that red car back there? Do you know that red car? You sure you know that red? Are we looking at the same red car? Yeah, okay, you're good, right? Okay. Well, all right, we don't have enough spot. All right, come through. Yeah, hold on. Wait, no, go. And it was, oh, my God, it was just everything. It was everything.
Carson was loving, like, they would go and pull the cop cars into the intersections and stop all traffic so we could go through. Like,
magic.
Like we were in the motorcade for, you know, going to the White House.
But you know what the funniest thing, Schaefer, is? Traffic wasn't bad at
all.
We didn't need it at all. Yeah.
Because everybody was either going early or late to the show.
Yeah. Yeah. John didn't need it. We didn't need it.
Well, sure
John didn't even play until like 2.5 hours later. I thought he was
He was going to like pop right on stage.
He kept hanging around. I'm like, you got to get on stage? No, yeah. He went on like 8 o'clock.
Oh. I understand why all the prep was there in case that did happen, but there wasn't even any.
Yeah, no. The traffic earlier was bad and the traffic later was bad, but we were right in smooth sailing window.
Well, they scared me so much ahead of time, like, traffic's really bad, it's going to be backed up, blah, 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 blah. I even was reaching out to a guy who's a helicopter pilot, bud of mine. I was like, hey, man, can we put a helicopter down out on this property? He's like, I can't. He couldn't. So I was like, okay. I thought that would be kind of cool anyway. Hop out of a helicopter.
Helicoptering in. We've done it before.
Awesome. Yeah.
Dude, you guys really thought after getting me in a metal death tube, I was going to do that. I would walk.
We got to fly. It was the Utah National Guard in their Blackhawks. We got to fly into an event one time. They took us out on their little practice range where they were doing all the super low level flying and all. As pilots, they knew we were pilots, so they wanted to prove how good they were. Scared the living crap out of me. I've never been more fearful of my life in an aircraft than that day. And I know you probably felt the same way. The doors are open. We're like strapped in going, we are all about to die.
Well, see, I knew you guys had landed because I had your itinerary. And then I'm looking through my phone and just news items are popping up. And I hear about a Southwest flight that had to make an emergency landing. And I'm like, oh, I hope Carson doesn't see this.
Oh, no, she saw it.
Of course I saw it.
She had every Google alert. If something had the word south or west, she read about it.
Anyway, I was going to
That's it.
I apologize for interrupting you.
We get to the event, and the National Guard, Air National Guard, is like, okay, we're going to put down right here. And so they were playing a soccer game next to the arena where the concert was. And they start hovering, and all of a sudden, you know, you see people start to clear out, and they pause the soccer game, and we land this Blackhawk down right in the middle of the field. Now, the prop wash is so powerful that the goals pick up and start tumbling down the thing. So, like, now you have these things. But my favorite was the little old lady. There's a little old lady sitting in her little, you know, the little patio lawn chairs that we all bring to our kids' games. She's sitting in that, and all of a sudden she goes, boop, it just pops over. She fell over like a little turtle. And you can see her little legs kick in.
It was the best.
It was so
awesome. Wish we would have had TikTok back then.
Oh.
Screaming America.
And that was pretty much right after. I mean, they had just gotten back from either Iraq or Afghanistan.
Oh, yeah.
Like early on, like in 2004, 2005.
Yeah.
And it was like
the parameters get a little smaller when the guys are coming straight off the field. Man.
Dude, there was still sand and dirt and everything from, you know, Kandahar in there.
That's how Morgan Wallen wrote that song, Sand in the Boots. All right, I got to watch the Masters. Anything else?
Oh, boy.
Mentioned Church Lodge.
God, Saint.
No, I think we've pretty much covered everything. It's nice to be back. It's good that Carson made it back. Mm-hmm. And
you,
I think that trip got you, though, because of all the people and all that.
Oh, my gosh, I've been so sick. So.
Every time I fly
just
through.
Just ready to go home and be horizontal again.
Don't mingle in Gen Pop, I'm telling you. Just don't be around general population.
I was like, Gen Pop?
Anything else? The Masters? I'm going to watch the Masters. Anything else, guys?
I think we're good.
Thank you. Chirk Lodge.
All right, we'll see
this
y'all.
This was the
podcast, and
now it's
over.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
Thank you. Chirk Lodge.
This was the podcast.
Brothers Osborne in the studio with us. These guys are so annoying.
We're so annoying.
Come in and start touching things, man.
I already broke the operation game.
So all right, here's the deal on this opera. We're just going to jump right into it. I know you guys got music and stuff, but this is not just any game of operation, boys.
Special.
This is a special.
I'm trying to figure it out, to be honest.
This is so a special. Have you guys played Operation before the game?
Of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you hit the sides, if you can't get out the, you know, whatever the appendix is or whatever, then it'll do that. Now, this one, though, is different.
It will electrocute you.
It will squirt water in your face and then slap you.
Sometimes we have seen sparks.
All right. Now there's a toggle switch on the top. That did not come standard. You see the toggle switch?
Yeah, that's the thing I already broke.
All right,
yes.
So go ahead and flip that.
Well, I broke it, so.
Oh, you legit broke it?
I've already lost the game before
it
started.
Oh, my God. Did you really break it?
Well, I went to flip the toggle switch and I broke the top. I broke it off. Oh, there you go.
Okay, now try it. Here's
without breaking it on.
No, I think it's on now.
Okay.
You sure?
And just try and get one of
like a harder
the happy
one?
Face.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Surprisingly, don't have the shakes.
Is it on?
Oh, he tried to make
did
you hit
it.
I got it.
He got it.
Oh.
Man, I told you I played
job.
This game before.
Yeah, all right. Okay, well, we're good. Oh.
Try it
again.
Try it again. This is
that is ridiculous.
Oh my God, that's amazing. It scared the hell out of me.
I hated every
did it
second
throw a spark?
Of that.
I did too.
Did it throw a spark?
No, but
try it again. There's sparks
to
coming.
No, kill us.
You got to. We won't play your song if you don't.
Put your tongue on it. Let's see what happens.
No, don't do that.
Go ahead. It's
hold on. There we go.
Oh God, that was a spark.
Yeah. Did spark?
That
there
is
was
outrageous.
A spark.
Wow.
This is the most redneck fun we've had.
I love this.
Man, it's great? Just like, I feel awake now, though. I thought I needed coffee, but I'm good.
I always feel like those Dyson hand dryers where you have to put your hands in them and you got to, like, I'm always like, try not to touch the side. reminds me of Operation every time. I'm like, please don't touch it.
I have to rewatch and everything.
These things are the worst because you can't. And every single time you're
you
going to bump it. And then what do? You go rewash. Then you go back to the same thing. Finally, you end up washing it or wiping your hands on your pants anyway.
Exactly.
Guys, I feel like you could go home now. This is really not. No, Brothers Osborne in the studio with us. And got to the new EP, Break Mine.
I have to go to my favorite song, my new favorite Brothers Osborne song of all time. I'm so excited.
Bubba legit went, dude, this thing is a jam.
Break Mine, the EP. You got to get it. It's awesome. It's great. Stream it, do whatever. But get to moving again.
Why do you like this one so much?
Just because it feels good.
Good.
Oh, man.
That's
the idea. Dirty laundry on the floor.
Yeah, baby.
Stacked bills on the counter. Can't get a foot out the door. Yeah, the grass needs cutting. So does my bed. But there's a song that I sing when I can't seem to get anywhere. Get your wheels on the highway. Put your boots on the trail.
I love it.
Break up with your heartache. Throw a penny in the well. Go over and over, get you nowhere. So open the blinds and let the sun shine in. Shake the dust off. Get to moving again.
I love it because there's so many people that get stuck in their funks, stuck in their rut, whatever their thing is, and you can't fix it unless you get to moving again.
That's exactly the point. You know, we've all struggled. We've all had those times in our lives. And, you know, what you want to do is you just want to go hide in a hole somewhere because it feels best. But if you just start walking and just get the blood moving, it will start a chain reaction where things will get better.
Oh, dude, yeah. Anytime I'm in a sad mood, bad mood, whatever the thing is, I go out and I just put sunshine on my face.
Literally, yeah.
That changes everything.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And that song, too, has like a lot of our family singing, our partners singing, some friends singing. And that's what we grew up doing. We'd sit around, you know, the kitchen table during Thanksgiving or something. We would sing songs all night. So that song is dedicated to those times in our lives.
What do your other siblings do?
Well, our sister Natalie works for a record label, and she's awesome. She's was a publisher for a long time.
Does now she work for your record label?
No, they're called Leo 33.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay, and yeah. They just signed Zach
like
Top.
Zach Top. Yep.
Zach Top was her first artist that she signed.
No way.
Yeah,
got a good ear.
Yep. We're actually taking him out on. He's coming on the road with us this weekend and a couple weekends throughout our Might As Well Be Us tour. And so that's what they do. And then our oldest brother Jimbo works for nuclear.
What?
Valves, nuclear power plants.
Valves and nuclear reactors, yeah.
And then our sister Rachel, for a long time, she worked in education, but she now is staying at home. She just had her first grandchild just a week two ago. Mm-hmm. So
she's a professional mom, now a professional grandma.
Isn't that the craziest thing? Like whenever you have that first family member or first really close friend become a grandparent?
Yeah.
Like, I had a friend who became a grandma at 31 years old. I'm like, you're a grandma. You can't do that. We went to high school together.
That's some math. What I'm doing right now.
Some Jerry Lee Lewis are going on. Good Lord.
Oh, my God.
Wow. All righty.
Whatever.
We're not related, though.
Hey, man, whatever color your grass is, I guess. A little blue grass.
That song, you know, was we wrote with Natalie Hemme, and it was right as we started coming out of the pandemic. And the other thing too was really inspired her was when Busby passed, who's a really famous producer for those of you who do not know. I did a lot of stuff, wrote a lot of big songs, produced a lot of Marin's first records, and he was a friend of ours who just kind of went too soon. But his wife Jess obviously went through all of that, losing her husband and having children, and she was able to get back on her mm-hmm. feet again and be able to move on in a way. So that was a big inspiration for Natalie Hemme. I had the idea for this, and so we wanted to do it, have it kind of feel like a very John Prine feeling song. And we always like to have a song for all those people out there who are always like, that ain't country music. And I'm like, look, we can do
what
it. What
is it about our genre that people just get so weird about?
We do. It's what's funny is that we now talk about how it ain't country unless it got a steel guitar in it. Well, steel guitar was Hawaiian. Back in the day.
You are 100% correct.
Radio
about
stations
that, by the way.
Push back on that sound back in the 50s because it was Hawaiian. It, was Hawaiian. It wasn't country.
They called remember, it all Hawaiian guitar. Yeah.
Drums weren't country.
Drums
in the beginning.
Weren't either.
I know.
So that's rock and roll.
I know. It's a weird thing. You never hear people go, man, that ain't Zydeco music. that ain't smooth jazz. Like, no. Country, no. Like, yo, man, just like, chill out.
And we've said that forever. There's literally a different style of country for all moods.
Right. And that's why our genre is bigger than
it's
ever been.
It's so great now for that reason.
It's because it talks to everybody. It always has, but now it's just broader, and everyone's finally gone, oh, it ain't so bad. No.
And here's the thing.
I'm telling you that forever.
If you don't like it, don't listen to it.
I say that all the time.
I don't get it.
I'm not holding you down.
I don't even. People call. Yeah. People will go through the effort to find our number. Call over and over and over and over and finally get through, get on hold, get to us to tell us you hate us. I'm like, okay.
I'm going to send a letter. I appreciate the commitment, however. You
by the way, that shows you how much work it takes to really, truly hate somebody. It's just, it's too much work.
And it's
I would like to say this. If you're calling to express how much you hate somebody, at least have a solution or some other thing to add to
constructive criticism.
If you just want to spread the hate, I don't care.
Yeah.
If you have a real thing that you want to tell me, hey, I don't like the way you do this on the show. What if you tried this?
It's better.
Yeah. That's different. But I don't like you.
Oh, man. Also, who has that much time in their day?
Except for mayonnaise. Mayonnaise can go straight to... It is terrible and awful.
That is false. Controversial.
No, I'm all about the Dukes.
That's controversial, to be honest.
Blue plate.
It is now.
Oh.
Controversial?
Controversial.
Can we write a song about how it's not country? And someone told us it's not country enough. It's controversial.
Controversial. Yeah.
You heard it here, folks.
Yeah.
It's been copyrighted right here on Big Dan Bubba.
That's right, Brothers Osborne is our guest. So what's the difference I'm talking as legit. I should know this, but there are audience members don't know. An EP is like a shorter version of an album?
Correct. Yeah. You have an LP, which is like a long play or whatever they call
it. You had extended play, or you had a single. A single. Or a 45, a single. Then you had the extended play, which was more than a single. And then you had the long play, which was the album, and that was the full.
So what's EP then?
Extended play.
Extended play. It's so more than
a
one.
Single
okay, so how can extended be shorter?
I know, trust me. Yeah, trust me. I've been telling my wife that for years.
It's like trying to go to Starbucks and order a large, except it's large in every language.
Yeah. I was like, who invented this? Starbucks? That makes no sense.
Dumbest thing ever. Well, it's not dumb. It's awesome. Break mine. And so good. Love these guys. So talk to us about the touring. What's going on for the summer and moving forward with all that?
Yeah, so we took some time off, and then we're going to roll the way up to the fall on this Might As Well Be Us tour. We'll be bringing a bunch of people that we love to open up the shows for us, and we'll be doing some festivals and stuff kind of sprinkled in there. But, you know, the biggest thing right now is usually it's like you put a record out and you go tour for so long and you never put any music out for so long. Part of why we put this EP out is we're going to try to hopefully – we'll see how it's received or whatever – but we really want to start trying to release less music more often instead of a lot of music only every two or three years.
I love that. I love that.
Hopefully this is the first of many of those.
I used to say, before streaming was a thing, I used to say, man, I wish people would just put more music out more often.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, then you started, once streaming hit, you started seeing the singles that would kind of float out there, and then the EPs like this now. Mm-hmm. I love it because as a fan, I get so much more music faster.
Yeah, 100%. And also, you're not getting too much to chew at one time. I mean, we live in an era where it's just information overload. So to expect someone to go, like, here's 11 songs, 12 songs, it's kind of a lot. It's a lot for even us. I listen to music every day. So when something drops, it feels more exciting. Mm-hmm. And you're waiting for the next one.
In fact, to even just to reinforce that thought is, so this EP is two new songs, but there's two songs that were previously released that we thought kind of got overlooked, and that's, you know, smart. Which we get.
Yeah.
But when we tell people this, they don't realize that's what we did, which proves that it did kind of go over people's heads in some way.
Yeah.
So we were like, we love these songs. We want to refeature them and get them out there. And that was kind of the, I don't know, catalyst or whatever for that. Mm-hmm.
Have you guys ever thought about getting out of music and just reading books?
I always think about, like, anytime I go on vacation, I'm just like, man, could I just be someone that was just down here renting out, like, you know, four-wheelers or surfboards and just, like, or someone who's just, like, working at a tiki bar in, like, mm-hmm. Hawaii, and you're just like, man, you look so happy.
I know.
Like, why can't I just have a small life and do this? Like,
uh-huh.
How do I vacation forever?
I meant read books as in, like,
audiobooks.
Yeah, you
got to know how to read first.
Yeah. You know, Carson does that. Carson reads books and does commercials, voiceovers.
Well, I did look into this in the pandemic, because, you know, obviously in the pandemic, no one was touring at all. So I was like, well, and then apparently everyone had that idea.
Oh,
they were like, go away. These people actually do this for a living.
Like, trying to audition now, they're like, you and 400 other people. Like,
exactly. I've started doing some voiceover work, and it is fun.
You have?
What do you do?
A little bit. I just speak.
Oh. I was all excited. I'm like, what are we going to hear? Are you like Nike commercials?
I actually just did this thing that just came out on audiobooks with Mandy Moore, the name of the thing is now escaping me. But I actually was just playing a speaking role of Johnny Cash, and when I did this, you don't need to talk like him. We just want everyone's in their own voices just to say, you know, what was said or whatever. So, and a few other things. But it is something, it is fun to do.
You have that because you're the lower register and all that. You guys, both of you have that.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, anything, you, I mean, you know what it is. Obviously, we have amazing jobs. We all do what we love. But when you do it a lot, it's like you do want to do something else at some point.
Yeah, candy makers get sick of candy.
That's right? a really good point, though.
Yeah, exactly.
They do.
Yeah, or if you go to, like, you know, people who, like, make wine, we always laugh. We played the show in Napa Valley a couple years ago, and we asked them, like, what's your favorite wine? And they were like, we drink Coors Light. And I was like, hey, amen. That is so awesome.
Yeah. Make sure you pick it up. It's the latest EP from the guys, Brothers Osborne. Make sure you see them on tour as well. You can get all the information on their shenanigans that they have.
Buy merch and get to moving again.
That's right. Get to moving again.
Yeah, let's go.
Good to see you, boys.
Good to see you guys.
See you too.